Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, so we had a vote in the NBA for the new owner of the Phoenix Suns, Matt Ishbia, whatever the hell his name is, doesn't matter.
As long as it's checked, the story.
Anyway, he's the CEO of one of these mortgage lenders, United Wholesale Mortgage, right? So he got voted 29-0 here. There was nobody that voted no.
Okay.
But you know there's 30 teams in the NBA, so one guy abstained in the voting. Any idea who that would be?
No.
That would be rival mortgage guy Dan Gilbert.
Ah, I gotcha.
Because he owns another.
That's
he owns
right.
A Quicken whatever company. And so he, you know, is a little bit petty. We know that about Dan. And he was the only one who did not vote for the new owner of the Phoenix Suns.
Good way to start that relationship.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
I guess they have a rivalry going because they both own.
Probably like to see somebody that's in a different business join the billionaire club and owner of an NBA team, right?
It's funny, man. Speaking of a business that's very lucrative here, we have a record 50-plus million adults that are expected to bet $16 billion on the Super Bowl.
Say it one more time. Give me those numbers.
Well, first of all, that's 20% of the population. 50.4 million adults in the United States.
Wow.
That is up 61% from last year's survey here. $16 billion will change hands on Sunday.
We need to get
gambling, yes.
We need it. We need it here in Florida.
That number would probably go up by another, 5 million?
Figure out.
I don't know how many people live in Florida.
Figure out how we're going to do it, but we need to get it done. Get her done.
It's crazy, man. If you were to bet, Joe, I know you're not allowed to, but if you were to bet, who would you take on Sunday?
Philly.
Really?
Philly's got a really good team. I know Mahomes, we're waiting for Mahomes' magic and the perfect game plan to unlock the Eagles' defense, find holes all over. I just don't know.
No, it's a very difficult pick. And by the way, the game's basically a pick 'em. The Eagles are favored by 1.5. The over-under set at 50.5, which means we might get some points. That's a high over-under, by the way. High over-under.
You start breaking down position by position. I know people don't like do that. Philadelphia's got the most complete team of anybody. Not even close.
This is crazy here. So it says different stadiums around the country are going to have people show up because there's sports books and stadiums now. You can buy tickets and just show up at the sports book. So you could do that. I mean, there's just stuff all over the place here. 32 different states. Have legal sports.
Is that what it is now? It's 32 states?
Yeah, including the District of Columbia, which I suppose does not count as a state. You know, Washington, D.C.
Yeah. It's disappointing, though. I'm just always...
It's very strange that out of all the stuff we seem to have here,
yeah, we can't get
our state is, yeah, we don't have gambling.
Can't get gambling.
Very disappointing.
Everything else.
Bookies got to stay in business, too, though, man. Everyone's got to earn a living, right?
Yeah, but instead of bookies getting all that money, let's...
Give it to the state?
Give it to the state. Remember, they're talking about road. They're going to fix roads, or is it schools with that money? I always forget.
Well, you never know, bro. Maybe the bettors win. I'm just kidding. The house always wins.
House
we know
always
that.
Wins.
We know that.
Vegas wouldn't be in with all those big, beautiful buildings if that was the case, would he?
All right. We have a little NASCAR story here. NASCAR star Kyle Busch says he was detained by authorities in Mexico last month after they found, guess what they found in his bag, Joe, at the airport? Guess what he tried to carry on through?
I'm guessing marijuana?
No. It was his gun.
Oh.
Don't bring your guns to the airport.
What?
That's like...
He's smarter
That's
now.
Like airport
really
101,
stupid.
Man.
Yeah,
what an idiot. He was going through airport security screening. He realized he accidentally... Of course, he accidentally...
How did you... Oh, gosh, I forgot to take the gun out. I don't get that one.
I don't know, man, but... How many times? I feel like that's a Fort Lauderdale, Miami airport story, like at least twice a year, right? There's someone high
profile.
We've
had a lot of guys. Oh,
like,
my God.
Whoops, I left the gun in the carry-on.
You found the gun. I totally forgot I had it. Can I get it back, please? That is crazy.
Oh, God. By the way, you know what's funny about this guy, Kyle Busch? So we went to the NASCAR event for the first time this year, and I told you we wore the M&M's car. You know, the candy, right?
Yeah.
So we were looking through the different cars, and we're like, you know, pick one. My son goes, oh, M&M, let's do that one. So we were wearing the stuff, and all the people kept coming up to me. And they were like, you like Kyle Busch, huh? And I was, no, I like the M&M's. Because apparently Kyle Busch is like the biggest douche in all NASCAR.
<I don't>
It's perfect for me, right?
But I know. I'll tell you what, man. People have their favorite.
No, they do. And then nobody
drivers,
likes this guy,
man.
Apparently. Like, he's just like the jerk of NASCAR. He's like the Kyrie Irving or something of NASCAR. But so people were like bummed out that I was.
So you had to tell him it's an M&M thing.
Yeah,
it's
I was like,
sponsor,
listen, I'm new
it's not
here.
Him.
I'm like, I'm new here. I don't, you know, I'm not, yeah, not a NASCAR fan or anything. But we enjoyed it. We had a good time out there. It was a cool event. I don't know about watching it on TV, but
I think M&M's have been big in NASCAR for a while.
Yeah, well, he drives a Skittles car too.
See, there
for
you
different
go.
Days, I guess. I don't know. He switches candies. All right, and then another kind of related incident. Joe Mixon, remember we talked about him? Allegedly threatened to shoot a woman in a road rage incident just one day before the Bengals playoff game against the Bills, according to a police report obtained by none other than TMZ. Less than 24 hours.
Just don't get it.
Man, oh, man. By the way, they're lucky this didn't get out. Like, that's automatic suspension, no?
I don't know. Woody, I don't know what suspension is anymore.
Yeah, it's
threatening
true.
Somebody. He said, she said, that somebody's got video of it. Probably takes a while. He probably plays either way.
That's wild. Right before your playoff game, you're focused on the game. Someone honks you, you get out. You're like,
yeah,
waving your gun around.
Yeah, like how mad can you get about something? Like, you're getting ready to
get
play
mad
a game.
About it, but.
Yeah, but you got a game. Big game.
It's the craziest thing about road rage. You get so angry at people you don't even know. Right, because they, like, insulted your honor, cut you off or honked at you or whatever.
Yeah, I've seen it. Got
it
that.
Triggers something in you. Like, when someone honks at you, something goes off in your head. Like, you got to, like, you just have to react.
So, we have a fourth stop over by where I live. It's a four-stop sign.
Four-way stop.
Four-way stop, thank you. And there's drama there every day. Like, the one car stops and goes, and the one behind it shoots through and beats everybody, and you see people mad. Nobody uses blinkers. Yeah, it's a real crap show over there.
All right. I'm running out of time here, so let me get through these quickly. Lil Wayne looks like he's moving out of Florida here. Did you see this? Sold his house. He sold for – he was asking $29.5 million, and looks like he got $28 for it.
Okay.
Somewhere in Miami.
What happened to Lil Wayne?
I don't know. Seven-bedroom, 11-bathroom house here. He bought it for 16 in 2017. So he did nice. Nice little turnaround on that. Why do you need 11 bathrooms?
Well, you never know who's coming over. Family.
A lot of bathrooms. Seems like overkill on the bathrooms.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, new little wrinkle here, Joe. If you ever go to the movies again by yourself here, which I know you you frequently do, AMC is going to start selling tickets at different prices based on where a seat is located at a given venue. The new approach called Sightline at AMC prices seats based on how good their views of the screen are.
Okay.
So presumably those seats, you know, up front where you can't really see the screen
right.
unless you break your neck, I guess would be cheaper.
Yeah.
The best view is currently on your couch, which I think AMC is learning the hard way here. we're all over the place. We had a winner, the $754 million Powerball jackpot, the state of Washington. Not Washington, D.C., the state of Washington. There you go, man. A winner. Congratulations. The numbers were 5, 11, 22, 23, and... Any idea what the last number was?
No.
69.
Oh, boy.
You always got to throw that in there just for good luck.
No, boy, somebody's life changed, huh? Those odds, and they're all told.
Yeah, that's
you
good.
Got
that's
no
changer.
Chance. You'll never win. And somebody goes, damn, my life just changed.
Yeah, that's a lie.
I just quit my job, and everybody else around me did, too. All right, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. Jeff Darlington's going to join us from ESPN. We'll talk to Jeff. He's been busy. Getting set for the Super Bowl and some Dolphin news in there as well. So we'll jump on some of that stuff with Jeff coming up here at, I believe, 8:20 this morning. Right now, I want to tell you about Air Around the Clock tonight. You're going to rock, rock, rock with Air Around the Clock, air conditioning and plumbing. Trained and certified technicians, more than 100 trucks on the road, 7 days a week. Air Around the Clock and the plumbing company. They're going to take really good care of you for air conditioning and plumbing problems 7 days a week. Licensed and experienced plumbers, like those great technicians, ready to take care of any kind of problem you have. Again, listen, I want to let you know, they're not just good. Those plumbers, some of the best in the business, licensed, experienced plumbers to take care of any kind of plumbing problem you have inside or out. They're coming out quickly to take care of it. And we're the Water Heater Kings of South Florida. Box trucks filled with all-size Rheem water heaters like air conditioning units. We got a bunch of them in the warehouse ready to go for you. Same-day installation. That's the goal every day. Financing plans, 855-PLUMBERS, 855-PLUMBER, family-owned. Eric and Mike and Chippy and all those names have been around for a long time. Still, they're going strong. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating. Any kind of air conditioning or plumbing problem, remember, Air Around the Clock, air conditioning and plumbing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.